Hi, everybody. Welcome to Gay XYZ. How's it going? Hey, Squat. It's been a minute since I heard your voices since we were off last week. It's good to hear you guys' voices.
Yeah, I know. We've been gone for a minute, but now we're back with the jump off.
We are back.
It was 1 week.
Oh, yes, it was only 1 week. But it did seem like an eternity. I missed you so much. Anyway,
Group hug.
So, Donovan, tell us the multiple reasons why we were off last week.
Well, one of the reasons is because, I had a really stressful week last week, but one of the main reasons is because my husband had surgery. He had a gallbladder removed, which is a typical easy surgery generally, laparoscopically, and Thursday before last. And he had complications over the weekend, had to take him to the emergency room, and then he ended up having to have surgery again on Tuesday. And then our tickets for... Sunday or Monday. And then our tickets for Atlanta to go see Madonna were for Wednesday. And I had to make the decision whether I'm going to go to see Madonna or I'm going to stay with my husband who's in the hospital.
Literally.
And I decided.
Gay marriage problems.
I went because he was actually fine. He was better and everything. So if he'd been dying or something, obviously I would have stayed. But I had these tickets that I purchased almost a year ago and because she had to reschedule the concert. And so I did not want to lose that money and had really good seats. And I also, we had gotten the plane tickets, blah, blah, blah. So I definitely went. And so I went. I had a great time. It was amazing. Of course, it's Madonna. I loved her. I just love her, love her. I was very close to her. I was like 10 people away from the stage from the catwalk part of it. And so it was wonderful. I just had a great time. It was worth it. And I came back and here I am. So that's why we missed last week. I was just way too busy, exhausted, everything else. But I'm back now. We're good.
So. Were you just the whole concert? What was your favorite part?
Well, for me, I like it when Madonna's more intimate and, you know, talks to the audience, that kind of thing, as opposed mm-hmm. to all the big grand production portion of it. So for mm-hmm. me, it was more when she sang, it was La Vie en Rose, which is not even one of her songs, but I love that because she sounded really great. And also Unapologetic Bitch, which is one of my favorite songs by her new album. Mm-hmm. And then she sang Ghost Town, which she sung great on that. Love that song. She was wonderful, and she was well, she was late, you know, and everybody's been complaining.
But is she late though? She always goes on late.
That she's late. When it says on the ticket, it says opening act at 8 p.m. Okay, opening act is not Madonna. Madonna's not the opening act. She's the main act, people. So she had this stupid DJ call. I can't remember his name. I don't know, some DJ. I did not like his music. It was not up my alley at all. And then at 8 and about 11 o'clock, she came on. So she was right. Like, you know, a little bit late, but whatever.
Yeah, that's typical for her.
Yeah.
I wonder why. I have always wondered why she goes on so late.
Well, she says one reason is because she is real busy and she wants to make sure things are right, blah, blah, blah.
Okay,
I think also she's also like me and she's also a night owl and she's not someone, mm-hmm. she does better in the evening. You know what I mean? She's more...
Right, later.
And I think there are a lot of people like that. Artists.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
See, I've always wondered, because like a lot of times whenever you book those big venues like that, uh-huh. like past midnight, you have to pay for like a whole nother day of like owning.
Afford it? Are you kidding?
Well, I know, but it's just like a lot of times, like that's why they're like in a rush to like get people out of the venue uh-huh. because they can get the stage, you know, in the trucks and out the door.
Right.
So yeah, I've always thought that was interesting.
But she did, one of my favorite parts was she kind of redid a remake of Burning Up. You remember that song Burning Up?
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
It was very kind of rock. Yeah, it was very kind of rock and roll, and she was playing the guitar like the actual electric guitar. It was really awesome. It was really cool. Anyway, so had a great time. I'm back. Now what
Britney Spears did Britney Spears did Burning Up on her Femme Fatale tour. Fun fact. What was the question?
What did you guys do the past week?
Child, I've been so busy. Y'all know I've been focused on this weight loss. I officially lost 30 pounds since September.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
Even though you're young and it's easier for you, continue.
But child, just between us girls. Yes. I'm kind of getting insecure about it because now that I've lost, you know, a good amount of weight in a semi short amount of time, like under my arms and like on my back, like I can see like I'm having some skin issues.
Yeah.
So I'm getting that worked out. But, you know, it does make you feel like a little bit insecure. Like, you look great in clothes, but I definitely,
you're still young enough that your skin should snap back.
So. I know, but yeah. I mean, and it really has, like, the elasticity is there, but I've been thick for so
long. You're going to have to, like, work on it and it'll eventually come
out. Oh. Yeah. So, you know, I got my Fat Girl Slim Cream. You know, we're working on it. Oh my God. I'm going to New York in February for Fashion Week. So I've just been focused on that and trying to get everything organized. Fashion Week.
What's it called?
New York Fashion Week.
What's it called? What kind of week is it?
Shut the hell up.
Fashion Week. It's Fashion Week.
So,
yeah.
So just getting prepped for that.
Well, that's awesome. Well, you're going to have fun there, of course. I'm sure you always do. Yeah,
for sure.
What about you, Jason?
I worked.
Oh wow.
That's pretty much it. That's all I did was just work.
Like most of America. Good.
Any dating? Do you go on any dates? Mm-hmm. Anything like that? Mm-hmm. No new love.
No.
Jason's this super exciting one.
it's really, really sad. No, I haven't done anything. Wendy's and Jimmy John's have had more action than I have.
Oh my God. Okay. Wow.
No, seriously, because it's actually funny, but Wendy's and Jimmy John's have been flirting with each other on Twitter.
Okay.
So they've been like blowing kisses at each other. I'm like, oh, are they going to start dating or what?
That's hilarious.
I know, it's funny. It actually made like trending topic when it was like, oh, Wendy's and Jimmy John's have been flirting with each other. It's kind of funny because then like Wendy's was blowing kisses at Jimmy John's.
I'm surprised it's not Wendy's and Subway, since, you know, Wendy's a little girl.
Wendy's a little girl.
I don't know.
But I'm...
Are we broadcasting? I hope we're broadcasting.
I hope so.
I might need to check. I'm not sure it's working.
Wait.
Is it working?
I don't know. I can ask someone that's listening.
See. Oh, we've got... Okay. I'm pushing play. Let's see.
But I'm... Yes.
Okay, it's working. It's just really
That was cute.
Oh my God, we've been kicked off the air.
Now, let me tell you though about Atlanta. This is my first time ever in Atlanta. I've never been there before. Both of you probably have been there, right? Or one of you have at least.
I've been there once before.
Okay, I really liked it there. I thought it was a nice city. Mm-hmm. I stayed at the W Midtown. It was very nice, and I don't know, I liked it. And I had so much time because I was planning to spend the time with my husband while we were there between, you know, after the concert. And so I just rode around. Anyway, I went out to past Buckhead and drove past Chateau Charest.
Oh, you did?
I have video of it. And also, Kenya Moore's what the fuck she calling it? Moore Manor?
Yeah. Moore Manor.
So I drove by those places. First of all, I gotta say that Buckhead's great. I love Buckhead. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Really nice.
They've got a good mall over there, too.
I went to Lenox. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, Lenox Mall. Yeah, that's a good one.
Anyway, so... So I drove by her house. Her house is still not fucking done. Her house is not done.
I'm sure. Are we going on 5 years now?
I mean, what the fuck?
Who's Sheree? You talk about Sheree, right?
Yes, Sheree.
I don't even care anymore at this point.
You're an interior designer, architect person. Why do you think that it's taken so long?
It's because
the bitch is broke.
It's money.
Well, unless
she has had some sort of major issue, like she's got, you know, radon or something in the ground. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something like that. She just doesn't have the money to do it all at once, which is fine. That's cool. But I just think it's taken, even for someone who doesn't have the money all at once, it's taken a really long time.
So what is the current
situation?
What does it look like?
It's like the house itself is done, like the exterior is all done, but the landscaping, they had like, you know, bobcats and things out there. What are they called? Those
chomps.
And there was like no grading or anything. It was like sand and all these trucks. I mean, it just was, no one's living there still. It was bad.
Right.
And I looked for Moore Manor. And now Moore Manor, because it's deep in a ditch, you cannot see from the street. Mm-hmm. So I literally looked for it. I found their gates, but I didn't stop because I was going to get out of the fucking car and look like a fucking tourist. I just drove back and forth.
Yeah.
And you cannot see it from the street. So I could see her like gates and her address, but I couldn't see her street, her house. So I don't know what hers looks like. But anyway.
Okay, so they do live in the city of Atlanta. They don't live out in the suburbs or something.
Buckhead.
So I don't know if Buckhead.
It's Atlanta. Buckhead is Atlanta, but it's like a neighborhood, like yeah, Preston
it's
Hollow.
It's a nice neighborhood. Yeah, very very.
Or Highland Park.
I've been to Atlanta, like but. Okay.
I gotta say that the I went in the area surrounding Buckhead as well on the way back, and I got lost because I was just trying to drive around aimlessly, and went into this beautiful area. These houses are fucking huge. Okay, they put Highland Park to shame. You think Highland Park houses are big? You think the properties here are big? These houses were like fucking, I'm talking 10 acres, and the houses were like three times the size of the ones on Lakeside or Beverly or whatever. I mean, they were fucking huge. And there were like tons of them, one after the next, after the next, after the next. So they really do put Dallas to shame. I'm sorry, they do. And it's really pretty there compared to here. So I liked Atlanta better than Dallas. I really did. I mean, just topographically. I don't mean the people or anything. So anyway, I just wanted to mention all that because it was fun to see what the house looked like and the progress on it. So let's talk about this is interesting. I think this must be from Jason. Joseph Fiennes playing Michael Jackson. Really? Are you serious?
That's what they have online.
Joseph Fiennes, the same one that is the brother of Ralph Fiennes, that is going to play Michael Jackson. He's a white.
Yep.
He's Caucasian.
Yep. It's all over the internet.
Is this for like a lifetime or what?
No, this is supposed to be a theatrical release, apparently, allegedly. I didn't even read the article because when I saw the headlines when I was done, I didn't even read
it. So does it bother you?
Yes, it bothers me.
Because he's not black.
Yes.
And okay, go ahead. Continue.
I'm just like, why would you have a white man to play a black man? And I understand that he had the skin lightning thing and all that, but Michael Jackson, at the end of the day, is still a black man. Yeah, why would you have a white
man? Black man with a really light skin, or they're going to have to use bleach or something on it. I mean, seriously, that's the problem.
That's just like having Angelina Jolie to play Cleopatra.
Well, that's the reverse, though.
I don't know. It's just
no, it's the same. Just, I guess it's the same.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just weird. It's weird. It's weird all the way around, in my opinion.
I don't know. I think I don't know. Okay, I understand. Well, I think first of all, there are too few roles for black people anyway in Hollywood, and to give one that's this big of a juicy part to someone who's Caucasian, I think is kind of a disservice to African Americans in Hollywood. However, I also understand the logistics of it, and saying, you know, the guy Michael Jackson looked like a white guy, I mean skin tone wise, when he was, you know, towards the end of his life.
Right.
So it's going to be really hard to find a black guy that's that light.
I'm just trying to figure out how he's going to pull off the characteristics, the look.
Well, Joseph Fiennes is a really good actor. He's a very good actor. He's like a theatrically trained, or what's it fucking called? Not. In London or whatever that place is called. Anyway, he's very well known for being a really good actor, and he's been in a lot of good movies. But I could see him doing it and pulling it off. But I understand you're just like,
we'll see.
Do you have any better suggestions?
No, but not him.
Okay, I don't know. That's just like.
Because the reason I say that, because people were up in arms when Idris Elba was going to play James Bond 007. White America threw a fucking fit.
But James Bond is not a real person. So.
But we know that, just like, I mean, Michael Jackson is, but it was just like, white America just got like super, super upset. They were just like, oh my God, a black man's playing James Bond. But now, supposedly white America's okay that there's a white man playing a black man, so okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you about that.
Well, no, I mean, it's just, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I'm just putting my two cents in.
I mean, speaking of all that, so, since we've been gone, what do you think about the whole Oscar thing? Or not the Oscars. Is the Oscars? Yeah. The Golden Globes and the Oscars and the fact there's so many, you know, white people winning, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know, to be honest, I personally don't think that it is the Actors Guild or the Academies or any of those that's the issue. The issue at hand, in my opinion, comes down to the production companies. It comes down to the casting directors. It comes down to the directors of the movies. Yeah, it comes down to what scripts are being bought by you know, MGM or, you know, all of those big like production companies. So if, and to be quite honest, you know, a movie like you know, it's just popping in my head, Trainwreck, you know, a simple movie like that, it could easily have black characters. You know what I mean? Like, the movie doesn't have to be a racial movie like The Color Purple or What's the One in Precious or something like that in order for it to be, you know, a good movie as far as the Academy is concerned. So I think that the blame is not on the Academy, the Actors Guild, the Golden Globes, or any of those. I think the blame goes to the Hollywood executives that have the power.
Right.
Of course, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this continues to be a topic every single year. Every single year this has been a topic.
Right.
So I don't understand why.
Hello? I mean, when I first heard about it, when they first started talking about it, I was like, eh, I didn't care, honestly. And then I kind of cared just a little bit because I was just like, okay, well, yeah, they didn't have any people of color that were even at least nominated. But then I went back to I just didn't care anymore. So
you don't care?
No, not really. Because my thing
is, but when I think of it, what movies came out in the last year that had black actors that were really, really good that could have been nominated?
But you have to remember,
that was a movie with Idris Elba.
We had 12 Years a Slave and all those other things.
I'm sorry, in my opinion, Idris Elba is not an amazing actor.
I think he was good.
Well, okay, but was he great?
I didn't see the movie.
Was he great? Was he amazing? So you didn't see the movie, so you don't know. But was he great? Was he amazing?
I don't know.
Not. You know what I'm saying? So, again, it goes back to
what movie was he nominated for? Nothing, right?
No, no, he wasn't nominated, but people saying that his performance was good. I don't know the name of the movie. Uh-huh. Someone that's listening may know.
And what's his face? Will Smith was nominated. You know, Will Smith was nominated for a Golden Globe.
That's awesome. What's the movie? The big, I'm drawing a blank. Regardless, I just think it goes back to casting and those type of things.
I agree with you, and I don't think that it's racism. I think it is racism, but I don't think it's about the Academy being racist. As you said, I agree, and that's what I feel as well, that it's more about what material is available and what stories are being told. So if you have stories that are being told and all these people are Caucasian or whatever, and you don't have any black people or Latino people or Asian people being the heroes of the stories, then they're not going to be nominated because they're not there to play it. So
right, exactly.
It's not their fault, and I don't think it's the Academy's fault. Now, you know, what is the Academy supposed to do about that? Say, make more movies with black people. I guess that's what they can do. But to boycott the Academy, I think is useless, personally. So
right. But again, what is boycotting the Academy do? What does the average middle American person have anything to do with the Academy?
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, zero. It doesn't matter if a movie has zero tickets sold or a million tickets sold. If a movie's good and the press and the Actors Association and the Academy, if they like a movie, whether it has one view or a million views, it's going to get nominated. So what middle America or what some random person thinks in the middle of nowhere, that's not a boycott because you're not giving money to them.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Well, that's true. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I really don't care.
I don't understand why people bitch about this kind of stuff because
it's useless.
It's useless. It's pointless. But I do think it's important to talk about the Stacey Nash situation and her comments.
Stacey
and
Dash?
Dash. Stacey See, I don't Dash. Even know the bitch's name.
Let's talk.
She had one role. So I personally don't know a whole lot about the situation. I just know that she acted up. She said some crazy shit. Basically, like, you know, she doesn't feel like there should be a BET Awards because we should there should be equality in the for the Academy Awards and the MTV Movie Awards and all those blah 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 blah. Which world? But unfortunately, that's not the world that we live in. We live in a world where there is a Country Music Awards, there is a, you know, Jazz Music Awards, there's the Glamour Magazine Awards. You know what I mean? There's different awards for different genres of different things. And I think that's fine. But, you know, clearly there's an issue at hand here. And again, it happens every single year. So I do think that it needs to be addressed. And
I'm sorry, what is it we're addressing? I don't understand what happened. What are you talking about?
Well, no, addressing the fact that, you know, these big movie executives and the directors and the casting agents are not, you know, giving good roles, or I guess what people think are, you know, Oscar worthy roles to black actors. But, you know, where the issue comes, I guess, for the issue comes at hand for her is because that she, people are upset because she feels like she, black people shouldn't be shut out. That to me, based on what I've heard and the articles that I've read, that's what I understand. Am I wrong?
I think you're wrong.
but what did she say that, what did she say?
She said that people need to make a decision that we either need segregation or integration. She said that people are kind of going back and forth, and we shouldn't celebrate Black History Month. She said we should not celebrate Black History Month. We should not have a BET Awards. We should not have a BET channel.
Because
we
she thinks it causes segregation. Is that it?
Yeah, she was like, well, she said that we also should not have an NAACP Image Awards because you're only awarded those awards if you're black. So, and I'm like, okay, first of all, stupid bitch. I'm like, there have been plenty of people who have been nominated for NAACP Image Awards, BET Awards, who are not black, mm-hmm. okay? And then second of all, here's my main thing. Since when the fuck did this bitch become the spokesperson for all black people?
She hasn't. She's on that fucking Fox network.
But I don't understand.
And then she's probably the only black person on there almost. She's like one other black person.
But look at her opinions. There's a reason she's the only
exactly.
black person.
But that's what I'm saying, though. I'm saying because she's like the only one on that network, to those people, those morons who watch that channel, sorry, anybody who watches it, you're a moron. Watches the Fox News, she represents the black community to them because she's the only black person they probably know.
I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, but then you were on the game on BET just, two, 3 years ago? Hello? You posed for King yeah. Magazine, which is a black-owned magazine. You posed for XXL, which is a black-owned magazine. So I'm like, you were getting all these checks. So then BET tweeted, so can we get our check back or nah?
Interesting.
So I'm just thinking to myself, I was like, you've been on all these covers of different magazines, these black-owned magazines, but then you say we shouldn't have black on this, we shouldn't have black on that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, bitch, you said you're getting these checks from these black-owned businesses. So I'm like, oh, jeez.
You know what kind of irks me about this situation, and anytime something, and Simone, on social media, I don't feel like there's any other community that is so quick to make memes and GIFs and all this other stuff of somebody and say, oh, you know, we'll sacrifice Stacey Dash, or we'll sacrifice Raven Simone. We want Adele to jump so quick and bash them and tear them down. What I don't understand is why we as a society as a whole, not just the black community, can't come together, wrap our arms around somebody like this and say, let us educate you, mama. Let us help you. Let us help you understand where we're coming from. Instead, we attack, we make fun of, and we all sit around and poke fingers. And
you're talking about Stacey Dash?
I'm talking about Stacey Dash, Raven Simone, anybody that's from the black community that says stupid shit like this in the media. Why?
Because they don't want to listen.
I don't think Stacey Dash would be receptive to that, but I do understand what your point is. But also, when it comes to Raven Simone, I am absolutely sure, I don't know this for a fact, but I just know in my head, and also in my heart, just somehow I know for sure that Whoopi Goldberg took her aside and she said her piece to her. I know that she did. I could tell by the way they interact on the show, and after that happened, she kind of shuts up when Whoopi says something. I know she did. So I think that people do those things, but you can do that all day long, and you can quote-unquote educate someone. If they don't want to hear it, or if they're not receptive to it, it doesn't fucking matter. I don't think Stacey Dash fucking cares.
Sure.
I agree, but
I think as a tone, do you not agree that as far as people on social media, with at least within your own community, because I'm not, to be honest, if a gay person, anytime a gay person has gone out there and said, you know, I'm a Donald Trump supporter and, you know, I'm da 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 da, I'm not the one to sit there and try to tear them down and, you know.
I am.
I know why you coughed. No, I know, because I know what you're about to say. But why are we, you know, just as a society, why does there have to be that tone? Why can't we talk it out? Why can't we support each other?
So you're asking, why can't there be more understanding between people? Or is that what you're saying? More understanding about where people are coming from and trying to educate them, that sort of thing. Trying to help people instead of tear them down, right?
Understand each other.
Yeah. Well, that's a great kumbaya idea. But let me educate you
on how the world works. Unfortunately, I understand exactly what you're saying, though, Christian. I understand exactly what you're saying. And I feel the same way and have felt that way most of my life. But I have understood over the past probably 10 years or so, just dealing with people and political stuff and everything else, that people don't like to be told what to think, don't like to be told what to do, don't like to be schooled on anything, and generally people are not open-minded. I'm open-minded about things. I think the three of us are to some degree. I think if people come to us and saying, look, baby, you need to listen, this is how things really are, whatever, I think we would probably listen. Doesn't mean we necessarily do it, but we would listen and we would take that in and we would filter it through our own experiences and decide what we want to do with it. Most people are not like that. Most people are like, fuck you for telling me what to do. Fuck you right. for thinking, you know what I mean? So yes, you're right. Things should be that way, but are they going to be that way? No, because the human condition is what it is. No, it's not going right. to happen.
I'm just saying, as far as tonal, especially when it comes to social media, uh-huh. I just hope that for the future, we can all respect each other a little bit more. That's all I'm saying. Point.
Well, also on social media, people are doing this from the convenience of their cell phones or in the convenience of their own home.
For sure. So for sure. Nobody ever has the balls to say that kind of shit. I'm sure nobody stops Stacey Dash on the side of the road and, you know, points their finger in her face. Donovan, you would, but majority of people wouldn't. You know what I'm saying?
But like, what? That's what I don't get about people. That's what I don't get. Why can't you be the same person you are behind the screen or behind your screen of your phone or computer that you are in person? Why can't you be the same authentic person both ways? Why do you have to be one person this way because you're too fucking chicken shit to say what you think? I just don't respect that. And that's, you're right. Most people are not like that, but I disrespect that. I don't respect that at all. Sorry. I think if you're going to be somebody, just be who the fuck you are all the time. Don't be this person with these people and this person with these people. Maybe that's why I don't have a lot of friends, because I'm a bitch all the time. But I'm sorry. I just don't understand people who can't just be authentic all the time. Just be yourself. So if I saw Stacey Dash walking across the street, I'd tell that bitch something. I just who I am.
What'd you tell her?
I tell you, you're a fucking moron. Shut the fuck up. Nobody gives a fuck what you think. You're an idiot. I mean, I'm not saying I would actually change her mind, but I would tell her what I think for sure. Anyway,
she's a grown woman.
You would tell her what you thought about her, but not tell her what she thinks. Why what she thinks is wrong.
No, I would tell her if she wanted to hear it, but she's not going to listen to me after I tell her she's a fucking idiot. She's not going to tell me.
Okay.
She's not going to listen.
Think that through again.
That's my problem.
I would do the same thing. I mean, I would call her an idiot too.
The things these people say on these channels and political pundits and things like that, they affect my life. They affect people's lives. It's not like it's just someone's opinion and no one listens to them. Unfortunately, people do listen to these buffoons and they do care what they think, and then it affects our lives. It affects them at the voter booth and everything else. Mm-hmm. So that's why I get so irritated and irate towards people like her and people like Trump and so forth. Mm-hmm. Because what they're saying, you know, words have meaning and they have power, and it's affecting my life, or it's going to eventually. And that's why I get so pissed off. It's not because they disagree with me. It's because they're fucking idiots. Period. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it. Now, I want to talk about Toni Braxton, because I watched this over the weekend. Did y'all watch this?
I did.
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it. How was it?
It was good.
It was good.
Okay, it was good. Okay,
it was not a ratchet one like the other ones.
Like, okay, Rita. See, because some people on Twitter, they just make it sound like just because it's Lifetime, it was terrible.
No, it really wasn't terrible at all.
Prior to it airing, I was kind of nervous because I know Lifetime doesn't have the best record for, you know, biopics and that type of thing.
Right.
But no, it was good. It was good. I liked it.
I liked it too, and I really loved. I mean, there's some of the things they kind of moved glossed over, I thought, but I mean, for the most part, I really liked the story. But I didn't even know that she. Did you know that she actually, you know, when she won that case against LaFace Records,
right?
That it was, you know, sealed, and so she didn't let it be known that she'd won $42 million or $22 million or something.
Oh yeah, I read the book,
so I didn't know. Okay, good. Well, so that's that. I didn't know that, though. But no one in the public knew that. And then what I didn't get is, why in the hell did that woman? I understand she had pride and she was afraid of losing gigs and that sort of thing. But when she discovered she had lupus, and all these people started suing her because she was missing her, you know, Las Vegas and all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. She, instead of telling them, I'm sick, I have a, you know, an incurable disease, and that would have squelched everything. She wouldn't have lost everything. She wouldn't have had to file bankruptcy. She never told them. Why the fuck?
Didn't but she tell she them?
Thinking, but she was thinking because in the long run, she was still at the height of her career, and in the long run, she thought it was going to end her career. So
she'd rather just get rid of her house or all her Grammys.
But you have to remember, a lot of celebrities think that way. A lot of performers, if they end up getting sick or something like that, I mean, they just continue to work. They really go against doctor's orders. They still continue to travel.
I mean,
David Bowie, for example, he just passed away. He had cancer. I didn't even know he had cancer. And it turns out now he supposedly hid it and he kept working because he did an album right before he passed away while he was going, while he was going through this whole cancer phase.
But she was afraid of them not giving her jobs because she was sick. And I can understand that probably would have happened to some degree. I understand that, but it doesn't make sense to me. My point is, I just think it was a stupid move. I think she should have just told the truth. It would have saved her years of heartache and bankruptcy and everything else. She would have, been fine. Anyway, whatever. But other than that, I think she has a really great story, and it was wonderful. So
it was really good.
Did the movie, where did it start? Did it start, at the time, birth? Or
right before
start,
she got famous. Right before she got her first, 1992, right before 1993 when she released Breathe Again or whatever.
Right.
Actually, it was that song she did in the movie Boomerang. Your Love Should Have Brought Your Ass Home Last Night or whatever it's called.
That was a good song. I love that song.
Yeah.
She did, she sang a demo to it. They wanted her as a demo.
For Anita Baker. Because it was for Anita Baker. Yeah.
All right. And then Anita Baker was like, oh, well, she sounds good. Just use her.
Well, she said she wasn't available. So she said, use the demo girl. She's sounding great. And so they did. And that's how she got famous. Yes.
Right.
Anyway, it was good. It was good. I liked it.
It was really good. The acting was good. Mm-hmm. Everything was good. Acting's good.
I think Kristen, I was thinking about you when I was watching it because Tamar Braxton's on there, right? Someone representing Tamar Braxton.
Oh my God.
As a girl, and she's so bratty and everything's all about Tony. She's like a bitch.
She is.
So they played it true.
They did. And so I figured you'd get a kick out of it if you ever see it because it's so funny.
Yeah, I'll watch it tomorrow.
And then at the very end, Tony is actually in the movie and for the last 10 minutes singing. Or so. And she's singing. And
she's amazing. Her voice is amazing.
She had a few scenes where she, towards the end, you see her, she's like, they like really show her and she's like in her house, stuff like that. But yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a good movie. All right. Let's talk about Rihanna.
Child, we all know this, Miss Rihanna and this anti-album. So we've talked about this as it has progressed. But now the album is rumored to officially be released this Friday. Rihanna released the first single to this album over a year ago and has been pushing it back. But this week she tweeted, Friday will be here before you know it. And then later, an Instagram shot of her in these ridiculous $9,000 Dolce & Gabbana headphones and said, listening to Auntie with three balloons. And that, I guess, the balloon thing is because on her album she has, what is it when you're blind? And that's how you read
Braille,
because she has red Braille on her album cover. So the balloons are, I guess, the Braille, and there's red balloons, whatever. basically, long story short, the album's coming out on Friday.
Okay.
And so I'm excited to hear it. Her tour is about to kick off any week now. It's going to be here in March. So hopefully I'll be American Airlines Center.
We're waiting.
Hopefully I'll be you guys know that clip of Oprah when Mariah Carey's there and she's singing We Belong Together and Oprah doesn't know the words.
that's
gonna be me at the Auntie tour.
That was always Oprah, but that's funny. Yeah, I got you.
Okay, I gotta squeeze this in here real quick. Uh-huh. Someone's asking me just for shits and giggles.
Yes.
So earlier I was talking about Wendy's and Jimmy John's flirting with each other. Uh-huh. And so someone asked me to look up and see how old they are. So I looked it up. Wendy is actually 47 years old, and Jimmy John's is 33, so that makes Wendy a cougar. So we can go on now.
Wendy is 47 years old.
And Jimmy John's is 33.
Do you even like Jimmy John's sandwiches, by the way?
I do. I went there today, actually.
They're hella overpriced.
They're gross. Okay, listen. I got the proof, too, because we had...
This nonprofit.
So much for Jimmy John's picking us up as a sponsor.
No, this nonprofit I run whatever over here anyway, and we had this meeting about in October, and so we got Jimmy John's to donate sandwiches to our meeting, like 50 sandwiches, and then also Potbelly. Okay, and Potbelly's much better than Jimmy John's. I hope you know that. But anyway,
I've been to Potbelly's too, which is delicious.
Yes, and my best friend has worked for them for years. Anyway, so we had the sandwiches out on the thing when it's time to eat. And all those Potbelly sandwiches. Okay. Jimmy John sat there.
The shame.
Now, some of it got eaten, but I had one piece.
Jimmy John's will sponsor us.
I had one piece because I'd never had Jimmy John's before. And I was like, this is some nasty shit. It tastes like something you get from like Velveeta. I don't know. It was just nasty. I didn't like it.
I mean, I like Potbelly's too, which is, if I had to compares the two as far as flavor, Potbelly's is better.
Yes,
but at this particular time during lunch, I wanted something fast and quick, and I went to Jimmy John's, and it was delicious.
Plus, I think all our sandwiches aren't all the sandwiches cold.
Yeah. But I wanted a cold sandwich. I didn't want a hot sandwich.
Yeah, well, I like the hot sandwiches. That's the difference, I think, too.
Sunny online says that she likes Jimmy John's, too.
Well, Sunny,
get so I'm you. Not the only one, so ha, 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 ha.
Well, I know you're not the only one, but anyway. I just think Potbelly is better, but whatever. Okay, so what about Kesha?
No.
So we all know Miss Kesha. She's been fighting this legal battle with her record label and her ex-producer, Max Martin.
By the way, let me interrupt you. If you want to call into the show, you can call in 214-377-0481.
You give out the number now?
Yeah, I forget. I always fucking forget. Anyway, go on. Sorry. Kesha. Yes.
So, yes. So she, long story short, she filed to get out of her contract so that because she was having issues with her producer and, he was, giving her all these like mental issues, blah, 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 blah. So then they countersued, basically saying that she didn't, can't complete her commitments and blah, blah, blah. So they were supposed to go to court today after having been pushed back from the fall. Mm-hmm. But then her court date that was supposed to be today got pushed back to the end of February due to the weather issues that are happening up in New York. So I think this whole story is really sad. Anytime we talk about a musician, especially one that's passionate, regardless of, what somebody feels their talent level is, somebody that's passionate that it can't use their own voice because the voice that comes out of their body is legally contracted to somebody, I just think it's just wrong. So, I wish her the best. It'll be interesting to see how this shakes down.
Well, this is
contract, depends on who's paying,
Yeah. And you know, what you're speaking of actually has happened throughout time in memoriam to artists, people who are signing shitty contracts and that sort of thing. And who, really can't really be the captain of their own creative ship or whatever. And it's really sad because I think you're right. I mean, I think someone's really passionate about what they do and they really love music and they're really, a great singer or whatever. Not that she is a great singer, but anyway, they just really like what they do. And I think that's really sad to kind of squelch an artist's,
ability to create.
Yes. I think that's
like, sad. That's like saying, it's like
being,
it's
like being in prison.
Yeah, it's like you're a painter and you have this incredible talent to paint, but you legally can't paint. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just wrong.
Yeah, it is wrong. But, we'll the music industry is a business, as we know from the Tony Braxton movie, by the way. It is a business. And you got to remember it's a business. And don't sign any contracts without a lawyer, people, if you have that much luck to get one. Anyway, Rob Kardashian's dating Kim's ex-boyfriend, or best friend forever.
Has blown up over the last 2 days. So let me give you, Donovan, because I know you're not really up to speed.
No.
The web, this messiness, right?
Okay.
So it all started, we'll say 5 years ago, when Kanye West was dating Amber Rose, right?
Yeah.
Knows that.
Yes.
They broke up, and then Kanye West was doing his own thing. At the time, Tyga and Black China were together dating and they had a baby.
Uh-huh.
So then Black China and Kim Kardashian become best friends. Okay.
Okay.
Black China is Tyga's baby mama. Tyga and Black China break up.
Mm-hmm.
Kylie Jenner, Kim Kardashian's little sister, starts dating Tyga. Kim Kardashian's best friend AKA Tyga's baby mama.
I need a flow chart. I'm sorry.
Right?
I'm telling you, it's a damn mess. It's a damn mess. Well, Black China did some, went down between Black China and Kim, that of which we don't know. But I'm assuming Kanye probably didn't really like her, you know, fucking around with Black China.
Probably not.
So Black China's out the picture. Black China now becomes friends with Amber Rose, which, again, we all know Amber Rose, Kanye West, 5 years prior.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not like each other. They're not friends. Black China and Amber Rose are BFFs now. Okay. Rob Kardashian has officially started dating Black China, a.k.a. Tyga's baby mama, a.k.a. Kim Kardashian's ex-best friend, a.k.a. Amber Rose BFF.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot. This whole family is a damn mess. They are a damn mess.
Wow. And so,
reportedly, Kylie's in tears, upset, devastated, betrayed, backstabbed, and the best part, though, is Kris Kardashian today, yesterday, Instagram a photo with a bouquet of flowers, and she said the perfect way to come home after a terribly stressful day.
Uh-huh.
What does she consider stressful?
I'm sure all her kids calling up on the phone talking about they damn ratchet-ass boyfriends, girlfriends, ex-best friends, baby daddy's mamas. And she's sitting here thinking, I'm trying to build this legacy, but all y'all fucking it up.
Well, their whole legacy is being fucked up. I'm sorry. That's all their legacy is, so whatever.
Clearly. But, I mean, come on. Like, that is against, that's a way past.
That's hilarious.
Like, normal, you know, girl code, sister, you know, rules. You don't date the ex-boyfriends, baby
mama. Yeah, but they're not, these women are not, they're
in touch with reality, I know.
No, they're not. And they don't really give a fuck about anything but themselves, so this doesn't surprise me. And I guess Rob's the same.
In any case, if you couldn't pick it up from the name Black China, she used to be a stripper.
You think? Yeah.
Okay, we are. Okay, just making sure.
Interesting. Well,
thoughts.
But you know what? If he helps Rob come out of his depressed mental state and maybe, you know, inspires him to do better for himself and feel better for himself, then I think that's an amazing thing.
Yes.
You know, I actually,
maybe that is the destiny. Maybe that's the universe's plan for all this mess.
You could be right.
We'll see, girl.
Now, since both of you are single, I guess you don't really have to think about what you're getting your boyfriend.
See, that's questionable, though. You don't know that.
For maybe I'm not. Valentine's Day. Well, are you either one of you married?
No.
Engaged?
Oh, no.
Therefore, you're single, okay?
Okay, legally single, yes. I just did my taxes to Miss Uncle Sam.
Well, there you go. Okay.
True.
So, I wanted to see if you guys had thought about getting your significant other, whomever it might be, some butthole chocolate candy. There's this fucking company.
Thank you guys so much for having me on the show. It was great.
There's this company that lets you now give your boyfriend a chocolate mold of your butthole for Valentine's Day. Yeah. And I cannot believe that someone, not only do they have a company called Edible Anus, where you can now where you can now send chocolate shaped buttholes to your boyfriend or your enemies and scare the shit out of them, it says. Anyway, I can't believe that somebody actually would buy this. Not only that it costs $40 for three tiny little pieces of candy and a pretty box shaped like your butthole. Yes.
Is it Godiva? I mean,
no, it's just some chocolate shit. I don't know. And maybe shit. I don't know. Anyway, it's chocolate.
Ooh, you can get it in gold, too.
And if you want to get yours, make sure you order it before January 31st in order to get it before Valentine's Day. It's very important.
Sherry's Berries, you better not be sponsoring this.
And yes, you can get a custom bronze mold as well of your anus for $1,900.
So they actually go and get a mold of your anus? Seriously?
Yes, the entire casting process takes about half an hour. Is done using a gel, which is the same substance that dentists use to take mouth molds. And you put it on your butt, and there you go.
So all you guys with hairy asses, you better shave.
Unless you like it that way. I don't know.
Unless you like it that way.
Oh, my God.
So, I cannot believe... I just cannot believe that they actually have done this. Anyway, I think it's really, really, really disturbing. I told Michael, I was like, oh, I found the perfect gift for you for Valentine's Day. He's like, what? I was like, oh, my God, you better not get me that. Anyway.
I mean, seriously, $40 for three pieces? I was like, okay, this has got to be at least a good diamond.
Well, they are the size of a butthole, so they're relatively good size, I mean, at least. Oh,
but, I mean, $40 for three pieces? Okay, if you said Godiva, okay, I would be like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think Godiva is going to team up with something like that.
No, I don't think so either. So, it's just chocolate. Yeah. It's just chocolate. Yeah. Now that we've successfully embarrassed Christian, let's move on to one more sexually relevant issue, and that is
yay! I like sexual relevance.
The male P spot or male G spot, rather. Are you aware of the male G spot?
Oh, baby. I'm aware.
Are you aware of where it's located and how that you don't actually need a big dick to hit it? That you actually, or a big dildo, that actually it's 3 inches inside. And it's interesting because a lot of guys who are bottoms are size queens. And I don't think the thing about that is, though, don't you think being a size queen is really more about aesthetics and how it looks and that turns you on?
Yes.
It's not really about how it feels.
I agree 100%. Yeah.
Right. Yep. So
I don't agree.
So, I have to say that, well, in terms of that, though, a small one to me hurts. A big one does not. That's just what my little two cents on that. Right. If you have a small one, it's like being poked with a pencil or something.
Right. No, you're right. You're right.
And it hurts. Whereas the big ones, it fills you up. It's girthy. And you're like, yeah, it's there. I can feel it, you know. So I like that better. Plus, it's more likely to hit.
So you're a size queen.
Oh, definitely. I never said I wasn't. No, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, but you're right about the small one because the poke, it feels like. Yeah, a small one, no, because then it feels like someone's, you know how you're at the doctor and they're trying to look for a vein?
Right.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that. You're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, like, yeah, and also, go ahead.
Would you ever not date somebody because they didn't fill you up?
It's not fill you up, literally. I don't mean that. I mean, to be filled up, you'd have to have like a 30-foot penis or so. I don't know.
You know what I mean.
I mean, you can't be walking around with a 2-inch dick and talk about you a top.
Right.
I'd be like,
honey.
No.
I'm telling you.
Telling you what?
I'm telling you, after you've been in a relationship with 2 inches for 4 years.
Oh, I was, no, just you. Mama. Oh, you too, huh? Uh-huh. Not this one I'm in now, but years before, yes.
Shh, yeah. Not this one that I'm in now.
Me either.
But years before.
Yes.
I think with this talk, we've just added more people. As more listeners, or either they've just canceled their subscriptions.
I don't know. What's a big deal? We're just talking about sex. It's okay.
I appreciate a substantial.
Yes. To me, it's girth. I think girth is the main thing for me. Girth.
I like length and girth.
Well, I do too. If I had to choose between the both, I would prefer, unless it's like 1 inch long and it's like 7 inches wide. I mean, that's different.
Honey. No.
Because a long one that is skinny is just as bad to me as a short one that's skinny. I mean, it's just no. A long, skinny one doesn't do anything
for me. So what's your ideal size?
Me? I would say probably, you mean like visually or you mean like just for actual sex? I mean, what do you mean?
I mean, like actual sex.
Okay. Probably 8, 8.5 by maybe at least 5 or 6. I mean, 7 is great. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Well, I have my own thing though that's very what's the word? My bar has been set very high because I have certain expectations because all my life.
Well, that's fine, but
I've seen a certain size, and so I'm used to that. And so, to me, I kind of skew on the bigger side, looking for that when I look for dick.
Well, that's fine, but yeah. I was just
I don't think. See, to me, it sounds to me that sounds normal because it's like, you know, I'm not to say this, but you know what I'm saying. So
no, I agree with you. I'm right there next to you.
Okay, so you get it. Good.
Right, so, yeah. 8x6. That's like beer can.
That's like
we can bump it up.
I am in. Let me just say, I am in that arena, and I have many times scared people away, and and literally, I'm not kidding.
This has gone left field tonight, people.
I'm not kidding.
Early.
I'm just saying.
We went from talking about Donovan's dash.
This is Donovan's dream show right now.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
No, I'm all for it. I love it.
Yeah, I'm just saying that because of that, I think that people have a certain expectation. Like, for example, if you are, for me, I'm not going to get too much into this, but let me just say, I am versatile, okay? So it depends on who I'm with. If it's a certain kind of guy, I want to be a bottom. It's another certain kind of guy, I want to be a top. It depends who it was. Fortunately, my husband's versatile as well. So anyway, when I was dating and stuff, if I would meet a guy, almost every fucking time they want me to be on top because of my endowment. And sometimes I wanted to get sometimes you just want to get pounded, you know? You just want to get pounded.
It happens. But when you said 8x6, I was like, that's, I mean, I wasn't even going to say that. I was going to say at least 7.
Yeah,
but
that's good too.
He was like 8. I was like 6.5, 7.
Did I not say I was a size queen? I said I was a size queen. So,
I'm not a size queen. I mean, let me be clear. I don't want 2 inches. Yeah. But, you know, I don't have to have, you know, 14 inches.
Well, me either. There's such a thing as too much. There's such a thing as too little. I want something just right. I'm Goldie Cox. Something just right. Yes. That's what
this
I want.
This is literally why so many people, this is exactly why so many people have insecurities. With their endowments.
Anyway, I wanted to say one thing you can do to help you. It says on this article, one of the things you can do to help you achieve longer orgasms and to have more prostate-induced orgasms. There's a difference between a prostate-induced orgasm as opposed to just an orgasm you have like through your dick or whatever, mostly. What the kind of orgasm you have when your toes curl and your whole body is like, you know, involved.
Shaken.
Yeah, that's a that's a prostate-induced orgasm. That's the kind you want if you can get it. But it says guys can do Kegel exercises as well. So, you know how to do Kegel exercises?
Yes.
Okay. So you should be doing that every day. Just so you can have a
better... How many times today?
Let me see. It says you've held in a fart before, right? Contract those muscles and release repeatedly to strengthen the muscles surrounding your prostate. The stronger those muscles, the longer your orgasm can last. Okay. And there also, you should be aware that there are dildos and there are prostate massagers that are different. And the last thing you should know is,
does that include when you take dumps?
Oh, I don't think so, because that's the opposite of what you want to happen. Obviously, when you're doing that, you want to let go. Okay. Anyway,
okay.
And the last thing you should be aware of is that if you're going to, I'm not going to say that one. Never mind. Let's just stop here.
Okay. No,
we've already surpassed.
I want to hear it.
No, we're good. We're good. Anyway, so I want to thank everybody for listening to the show tonight. We appreciate it.
See, this is how he does it. Okay.
No, because we're out of time. We're done. We're done.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Oh, thanks for listening to the show. And if you want to know more about me or my Jason or Christian. You can go to gayxyz.com and find us there. You can also go to Spreaker, Spreaker.com and look for GayXYZ Show there. You can also go to iTunes, listen to the show there as well. And if you want to find out more about me, you can go to offlimitshow.com. And if you want to find out more about Christian, you can go to...
Just find me on Instagram at Christian Craven.
And if you want to find out more about Jason, you can go to...
You can follow me on Twitter. It's Jason B Like. It's Jason underscore B E underscore Like. And I want to apologize to all the people that are listening that Donovan left you with this fucking cliffhanger with the list of stuff that we were talking about. Now y'all have to wait until next week or sometime.
If you want to find out more, you can go to pride.com, pride, PRIDE.com, and look up 8 things everyone needs to know about the gay. The male G-spot. So there
I'm doing
go.
It right now.
Okay. We'll be back next week. And thanks for listening, everybody. Have a good night.
Bye.